with this KLEM Sports Update for this Friday, July 21st. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. The Rems and St. Mary's baseball team will get a chance at redemption today at noon when they compete for the 1A state baseball title for the second year in a row in their matchup with the Lisbon Lions. Head coach Dean Harpinaugh says the Lions have a lot of weapons, including athleticism and a stingy good pitcher.
They're an athletic group. They spray the ball around. Their pitcher, great pitcher. He's an 80s guy with a really good curveball and throw the curveball for a strike. And doesn't seem like in the game that we watched, didn't walk a ton of guys, walk two or three maybe and hit one maybe. We're going to have to be on top of our game. And this could be another 1-0, 2-1, 3-2 type of game. And but hey, I told the kids, it's not like we haven't been in these grinds. Actually, these last two games, that's kind of how it's been.
Yeah, those last two games were nail biters. The Hawks defeated St. Ansgar in the quarterfinal 3-1, and Linville Sully in the semifinal 1-0. Coach Harpinaugh says the guys avoid the nerves because of their experience in big games in many different sports.
They have been in so many of these situations where they understand if you get nervous, then that's when usually trouble happens. You have to stay calm. And, sometimes even my son Blaine's got to remind me to stay calm in the dugout because I'm a high energy guy. And, I understand that too. And that's, these guys do a great job of that. They're probably calmer than I am.
So what will it take to win this ball game? Well, Harpinaugh says the fundamentals will need to be key to bring home the Hawks' first state title since 2016.
We got to win all three keys of the game. Three things. We have to throw strikes. We have to make plays, and we have to put ball in play. With those three things happen, I think we'll like the outcome. And if not, that means that they were better than us that day. So we got to move on.
You can catch our full interview with Coach Dean Harpinaugh as part of our pregame coverage with the action beginning at 11:40. First pitch will be at noon. You can catch all the action with myself and Henry Ortman from Merchants Park in Carroll right here on KLEM Radio with online audio at KLEM1410.com. And you heard it yesterday on KLEM Radio, yesterday morning, the Lamar's Junior All-Star Girls Softball Team competing in the regional tournament in Pendleton, Indiana. They had their first game of the tournament against the squad from London, Kentucky. Well, unfortunately, the London, Kentucky team took down Lamar's 14-1 and sent Lamar's to the loser's bracket and to an elimination game right out of the get-go. It got off to a rocky start for the Junior All-Stars. The Lamar's pitchers just had a rough go of things, allowing 8 runs in the top of the first inning with 13 hitters come up to bat. The control was unfortunately not there for Lamar's. A lot of walks allowed to start the contest, allowed those 8 runs to score. London, Kentucky would get another run in the second inning, and it looked like Lamar's was going to start getting something going. They put some base runners on in the third and the fourth inning and kept London, Kentucky off the board. But then going to the bottom of the fourth inning, the London, Kentucky squad put up 5 runs in that bottom of the fourth inning to go up 14-0. Lamar's would get 1 run to avoid a shutout in the top of the fifth, but then the run rule was in effect as London, Kentucky again sends Lamar's to the bottom side of the bracket in 5 innings by a final of 14-1. Now, Lamar's does not know their opponent yet today. They will find that out here this afternoon. They are going to play the loser of River Forest, Illinois, or Hudsonville, Michigan. And again, that will be an elimination contest, and that contest will be played at 4:30 Central Time. Again, you'll be able to hear it right here on KLEM Radio. Thanks to our great sponsors, and thanks to our fantastic crew in Pendleton, Indiana, bringing you the call from the Junior League Regional Tournament in Pendleton, Indiana. Let's take a look at the sports scores and results page from state softball and baseball yesterday. Not a whole lot as far as games played yesterday, especially in Fort Dodge. Only 4 games were played. They were third place in championship games in the Class 5A state title. Top seed Ankeny Centennial, they rolled over the 6th seed Pleasant Valley 11-0 in 5 innings, and the Jaguars claimed their first state title in program history. In the Class 5A third place game, game. It was 7th-ranked Muscatine beating 4th-ranked Southeast Polk 5-0. In the Class 4A state championship, the 7 versus the 8 seed competed for the title, and it was the 7 seed and a perennial power in the Huskies of Winterset going back-to-back in Class 4A with a 5-3 victory over North Scott. In the Class 4A third-place contest, Norwalk shut out Fort Dodge 5-0. To the baseball state tournament yesterday, 2A and 4A semifinals in action in Carroll. The 2A semifinals saw the second seed Underwood defeat Cascade by a score of 3-1, and it was top-seeded Beckman Catholic knocking off the only other remaining Northwest Iowa school in West Lyon by a final score of 11-2. In the Class 4A state tournament, the top seed of the field, Johnston, defeated Dowling Catholic by a score of 9-4. And for the first time since 1988, Ames High is going on to the Class 4A state championship game. They defeated Cedar Falls, the Tigers, by a score of 4-3 in the 4A semifinals. And so that sets up today. This is the final day of summer competition across the state of Iowa, putting an end to the 2022-2023 athletic competition season. It's been a fun one, and we'll see what kind of things are in store for this last game, last day of games as far as competition is concerned. At the state baseball tournament in Carroll today, of course, our contest for you is the Class 1A state championship game. It pits Lisbon and Remsen St. Mary's together. Lisbon has been in 2 state championship games in program history, winning the title over Galen Catholic in 1994, and Remsen St. Mary's is looking for their first state championship since 2016 and looking to become the 8th school in Iowa high school history to win 8 combined summer and fall baseball state titles in program history. So we'll see what happens in Class 1A. In Class 2A state championship game in Carroll today, it's Underwood taking on Beckman Catholic. And the 3A championship in Iowa City, Western Dubuque takes on North Polk. And the 4A championship, Johnston takes on Ames. State softball action in Fort Dodge today. The 3A title game sees Davenport Assumption take on Williamsburg. The 3A third place game sees a Lakes Conference rival, Esterville Lincoln Central, take on Waller Catholic. In the 2A title game, Van Meter takes on Iowa City Regina. Third place game sees Interstate 35 take on Central Springs. 1A title game, North Lynn versus Martinsdale St. Mary's. And in the 1A third place game, the team that knocked off Remsen St. Mary's, it was Wayne. They'll take on Clarksville for third place. And again, once today is done, that will be it for the high school sports calendar for 2022 and 2023. Again, our broadcast schedule for today, coming your way at noon, pregame at 11:40, a Class 1A state championship contest between Lisbon and Remsen St. Mary's. Dean Harp and I will join us on our pregame coverage. Coming up at 4:30 this afternoon and evening, the Lamar's Junior All-Stars will compete in Pendleton, Indiana, in an elimination contest against either River Forest, Illinois, or Hudsonville, Michigan. Again, that will get going at just a little bit before 4:30. Right here on KLEM Radio. Don't forget, you can check out sports news and notes, scores, things like that on our website, KLEM1410.com. You can also follow us on our Twitter page. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Friday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.